Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
As those classified ads in the newspapers say, wanted, more satisfying meals for less money. And seriously, the answer to that question is as easy as saying,
tut tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And that's it. That's just what you say if you'd like to serve more satisfying meals for less money. Good butternut bread. Butternut helps you serve those more satisfying meals because butternut is so rich and satisfying itself. Smooth, creamy, and good-flavored. You don't have to work so hard to serve a meal your family will like. And you don't have to spend as much money either. Because butternut is so satisfying and nutritious, too. You just naturally don't have to buy and serve so many additional items. So for more satisfying meals for less money, put butternut bread in your bread box. It's the only loaf at your store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread.
Now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Larrapin Lil. The town of Ajo, Arizona is 100 miles east of Yuma and some 30 miles north of the Mexican border. Its chief claim to fame is its copper mines, but in the early days, Ajo was the scene of one of the Cisco Kid's most hair-raising adventures because of a map of buried gold and a man who was murdered to get that map. As our story opens, Cisco and his friend and constant companion Pancho are just riding into Ajo. It's about 10 o'clock in the morning.
This wind blow the dust in Pancho's eyes.
Also, it has blown dirt over the tracks of the bandidos' horses. We'll stop here by the sheriff's office, Pancho. Hurry up.
One road go east, the other road go south. Which road the bandidos take?
Yeah, that is the question. Go into the office, amigo. Ask the sheriff if he has seen two strangers riding through town from the north.
And what if he see them, Cisco?
Then ask him which way they went. I will stay out here and keep watch. I might see them on one of those hills.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho, go ask the sheriff. But is there, say you, sheriff? Pancho, let's ask you.
Be right with you as soon as I read this letter.
Si, senor Pancho, wait.
Yeah. I'll read the rest of it after I tend to you, mister. What can I do? Hey, by thunder, get them hands up.
What'd you say, Jay?
Get them up higher. Hey, deputy, come here.
Yep.
Deputy, this here hombre is the bandit Guadalupe Gonzalez.
Who?
Just fits the description in that letter I was reading. Marshal up to Gila Bend wrote to be on the lookout for him. Wanted for the murder of a storekeeper up there.
Sure is a dangerous looking hombre, Sheriff.
Pancho not dangerous, señor. Pancho not Gonzalez either. Pancho, Pancho. Cisco, Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Another one with him, huh?
Hey. What's going on here?
Get your hands up, too.
Old Pancho knows Cisco. Sheriff, he read the letter and look at Pancho and pull the gun and say, get the hands up, Gonzalez.
Come on, you. Get them up. If you're with this one, you're most likely wanted, too.
A momento, Sheriff. Let me see that letter.
Not funny, Cisco. Gonzalez.
This description nearly fits me, compañero Sheriff, but you could not have read the letter closely. The last line mentions the missing little finger on the left hand.
It does?
Yes.
Let me see. Well, by Judas, you're right.
Pancho got Pancho's little finger, Sheriff, see? Little finger right there.
Well, say, who are you two?
Well, I will explain. I am called the Cisco Kid, and this is Pancho.
Not Gonzalez.
The storekeeper was Senor Pat Hastings, a friend of ours. As the letter says, he was murdered for a map of buried gold. Pancho and I picked up the trail of two men and left Gila Bend before the marshal got this information about the killer being Gonzalez.
Now, you see?
Yeah, I guess so.
That there map might be for the gold supposed to be buried out on Larrapin Lil's place.
Who is Larrapin Lil, deputy?
You go out there and start digging. If she don't like you, you'll find out who she is.
Lives a mile south of here in the White Dobe. Well, I don't know what to think. Reckon you two can go, though.
Gracias, Sheriff. I gather you have not seen two strangers riding through your town.
Nope, I ain't.
Very well. Let us go, Pancho.
What do you think, Sheriff?
Same as you, deputy. I've heard more than once that Cisco Kid's a killer. Other one, too. So we're going to saddle our horses and fire them.
Must be close to where that gold's buried, Gonzalez.
Be careful how you speak that name, my friend. Postmaster at Gila Bend saw me run from the store of Pat Hastings. By now the alarm may be out for me.
I suppose I call you Diego, then. That's one of your names.
That's good. Here's the woman's adobe up ahead. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Do not let her see you, Pat Carey. And bring along some rope and a blanket from your saddle roll.
Rope and blanket it is, Diego. I've heard this Larrapin Lil can ride and rope and shoot better than most men.
With us, you'll have no chance to display these talents, Bat. We'll have to make the capture quickly. I'm not sure how close behind us the Cisco Kid is.
Yeah, lucky for us you got them field glasses. Yeah, here's the blanket and the rope.
Follow me, quietly.
There's the woman, considered. Diego. Just going to feed her hands.
Hum, chip, 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 chip! Hum, chip, 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 chip!
Throw the blanket over her head, Bat. Then we will tie her, leave her in the house. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Come on! The blanket! The blanket!
Blasted, I missed! What in the blue jumping blazes? She's strong as a moose.
So that's what you look like, a moon-faced coyote. I'll rock your confounded block.
The blanket, you fool!
This time I won't miss.
Turn the roof! The wall of Maverick!
Tie her back. Tightly.
Tear up an easier rope and hog-tie a cougar in her.
Now, that ought to do it.
I'll take her shoulders. I will take the feet. Into the house with her.
She get a look at you, Diego?
I'm afraid so.
You stupid ox.
Yeah, she can't do nothing about it even if she did.
Now, there is a closet.
Yeah.
Carry her in there and leave her on the floor. Now, come on. Shut the door.
Now, for that map of the gold.
We will have a look at it. Have to make sure about that Cisco Kid back. Put the ladder up against the barn. Climb the ladder and look back along our trail.
Right.
Now, let me see. If this map is true, then the gold is buried right about this point. We should be some 40 paces from the house in a westerly direction. Westerly direction be over this way. So the gold should be just
Hey,
about...
Diego, it's him, Cisco and his partner, back there. They'll get here in 10 minutes.
We'll ride to the top of the bluff, Bat.
Yeah, and if Cisco still follows...
We will make use of the water in the creek. Double back. Come on, let us be going.
The way the deputy speaks, Cisco... He not seem to think there's any gold in Larrapin Lil's place.
I got impression too, Pancho.
What do you think, Cisco? Is gold buried there?
Well, I have no idea.
Uh-huh.
Senor Hastings never tried to find the gold. He never took the map seriously.
It's too bad for him somebody did, Cisco.
He should not have shown it to so many people.
This is the place of Larrapin Lil?
Yeah, it must be. Keep your eyes open, Pancho.
Yes.
In fact, we are following it right to here.
Look, Cisco, ground is scuffed up by a hen coop.
Yeah, that may mean nothing. No. The door of the house is open. Come on, let us go in.
There's nobody home.
Listen.
Sound come from behind the door, Cisco.
Stand aside. I open the door. Take no chances.
Blanket tied over the head, Cisco.
Here, cut these ropes quickly, Pancho. Uh-huh. She must be nearly suffocated. Now, get the blanket off. There, you all right?
Oh, reckon so. Here, help me up.
Are you Larrapin Lil? Is it, Senora?
Yeah, to both questions. Out in the yard now, both of you.
Just as As you say, senora. Come on, Pancho.
Senora, that has been not want us in the house, she's cool.
Oh, I'm going out with you. Don't worry. And now we're here, you're the ding-toed coyote I got to look at. There.
Boom! Boom! Cisco!
And I'm going to beat the daylights out of both of you, hammerhead galoot.
Santos! That is enough, senora. Neither of us ever saw you before. Now stop that!
Don't tell me what to do, hombre. Even if you are good-looking... When it gets to a couple of pool cats like you two, can't come on a lady's land peaceable and ask her permission to dig for gold, it's time for the sheriff. And I'm going after him.
Maybe she'd like us to get over a place, Cisco.
Maybe I would, you hyena.
Now look, no more of that, you hear? We will leave with pleasure.
Let us stop here, Bart.
You still laughing at the way she lit into them, too?
Oh, it was so funny. I believe she mistook them for us.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Bart. Riders are coming.
Yeah.
Saw the sun flash from metal on a shirt. Maybe the sheriff.
Well, ride down into that little arroyo. They can't see it from up here. There's a bend at the bottom. I'll stall them off.
Take care.
Oh! Happen to see a couple of hombres ride this way, stranger? One big hombre and one fat?
Did I see them? They held me up back along the trail, took every cent I had. They'd have killed me if I hadn't put spurs to my horse.
You see, deputy, them scoundrels? Get up! Yeah!
All right, Diego. Come on up.
It was well done, Bud Carey.
Now, if only the sheriff will arrest that Cisco kid.
Let's follow along and see what happens. The sheriff...
We better not take no chance of them seeing us. All I'm interested in is that gold.
We will get the gold. But I would not miss seeing him arrested. Not for anything.
Come back along the same trail, Cisco.
Why?
Because there's no sense trying to pick up the tracks of those two bandidos, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Not when we know they will come back to Senora Larraping Lil's place.
Because they think it's gold there?
Exactly. We took enough of a shortcut to hit the road well on the town side of the Senora's place. Now, after we rest our horses a moment, we'll ride back.
The bandidos not expect us from this direction.
Who the hell? Who?
Who? Find you wonder if Robin Lil passed this way just on her way to the town.
Probably not, amigo.
Uh-huh.
She must be quite close, though.
Yeah.
Well. Here's our friend, the sheriff, and the deputy.
Whoa! So, you're going in for highway robbery, Cisco.
What are you talking about, Sir Sheriff?
We ain't not robbing nobody.
We'll talk that over when you're in jail.
Yeah, come on with us.
Pancho'd rather go the other way, Cisco.
That's a good thought, Pancho. Up there. Come on.
Go. They're getting away, Sheriff. Hey, there's Lil.
Stop him, Lil. Stop them hombres.
Reckon I can do that, Sheriff, with this here rope.
Cisco, look out. The reactor.
Not gonna be around the shoulders.
I reckon there's no need to take a dally around the snubbin' post with that critter. He's out cold.
Senora, it's not good. You put Cisco off the horse and hit the head on the rock.
Well, I reckon he'll live.
Nice roping, Lil. You got Pancho? Get your hands up. This time you and Cisco are going to jail.
I got a complaint to sign against them two, Sheriff.
Good enough. Come on in and sign it, and we'll get them sent up for a good long time.
And it looks as if this time, Pancho and the unconscious Cisco are really headed for serious trouble. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Have you tried a Welch rarebit lately? Try it soon with grilled tomato, hard-cooked eggs. And of course, to top it off, add that finishing touch. Serve it over slices of rich, golden, crisp butternut toast. Good butternut bread always makes the toast that's good. In fact, any way, any time you serve butternut, you'll like it. For sandwiches, for toast, or fresh from the wrapper with your meals. Butternut is always tender, tempting, and always fresh. It's always nutritious, too. Good for the family. You see, butternut is blended from the finest, freshest, highly nourishing ingredients. And it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Yes, make a point to make butternut a feature in more meals more often. When you buy bread, insist on...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
The only loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. Good flavored and good for you.
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Larrapin Lil. When the sheriff at Ajo, Arizona, mistook Pancho for Guadalupe Gonzalez, a killer from Gila Bend, Cisco persuaded the sheriff he was wrong. But later in the day, on the strength of a trumped-up charge by Gonzalez henchman Bat Carey, the sheriff told Pancho and Cisco they were under arrest. As our friends made a dash to get away, Larrapin Lil roped Cisco from his horse, knocking him unconscious as his head struck a rock. Now, from the prisoner's cage in the jail office.
Where that pail of water? Cisco's still unconscious. Where the water, Deputy?
Quit that yelling. I'm bringing the water. Stand back in the cage, you. I'm taking no chances on your getting away.
You think Pancho is a dangerous hombre, no?
Sure do.
Sometimes Pancho can be a very tough hombre. But now Pancho with water on Cisco's head. There. Cisco.
Oh.
Now you come too, Cisco. Little more water?
Oh, I must get away. Sheriff, get away.
Hey, Cisco, we get away from the sheriff very soon. And Pancho helps you sit up.
This place. Is it the jail?
It's the jail,
Oh, my head feels as if a tree had fallen on it.
Well, come on, Lil. Now you signed the complaint, we'll go talk to him. Just wanted you to make sure once and for all this fat one was one of the two that helped tie you up.
Well, if it wasn't him, it was his twin brother.
Twin brother than Señor, because Pancho helped tie you.
What about the Cisco kid here?
Well, I didn't get a look at the other one, but it must have been him. Too bad he ain't a little older. He's so good looking.
Reckon that settles their guilt. Now, if you think he was the other
one... Momento, senora. What would be the point of tying you and then letting you go a short while later?
Oh, don't go on if I know, but that ain't the point.
I still got a strong hunch this one's Gonzalez.
Hey, there you go. Gonzalez some more.
Do not forget what the letter said, Senor Sheriff, about the missing finger.
Nope, it won't work, Cisco. You're staying in that cage.
Well, I reckon I'll be getting on home, Sheriff.
Well, so long, Lil.
Adios.
Hey, Deputy.
I'm out here in the shade, too hot in there.
I'm going over to the cafe, get a bite to eat. Now stick around till I get back.
All right.
Yeah, now's our chance to get out of here, Pancho. Your belt is longer than mine. Let me take it.
Yes, Cisco. Get the belt. But what do you do now?
This cage is near the gun rack. I'll make a small loop at the buckle of the belt. Try to throw over one of the guns in the rack.
Well, our gun's on the rack.
See, I hope this belt is long enough.
Just miss.
I think I can get my arm out farther through the bars. Now we will see.
Good, Cisco. Good. Loop catch over the holster.
It may fall to the floor and make a noise. I'm going to have to take that chance.
What's going on in there?
It's just Pancho, Senor Deputy. Pancho slipping the world. Sit down, kaplunk.
The loop held, Pancho. I think I can drag the holster and the gun close enough.
I reckon I'll have a look in there just the same.
Hurry, Cisco. Hurry.
The loop is slipping down. I cannot hurry it, Pancho. Santos, the loop slipped off.
Reach out to the van, Cisco. Quick.
I cannot reach any farther.
You got it, Cisco. Bueno.
What's going on?
Hey! Do not reach for your gun, Deputy. Unlock this cage door. Be quick.
You got hold of a gun, huh? Well, I reckon I got no choice.
Step out, Pancho.
Yeah.
All right, you, Deputy. Step into the cage.
Too bad it's hot in there, Deputy. It was hot for us, too.
We'll catch up with you buzzards yet.
That remains to be seen. The sheriff will let you out when he gets back. I think I will take along this complaint signed by Larrapin Lil.
Now, let us go, Pancho, and fast. We still have a job to do.
Reckon we got plenty of time to find that gold now, Diego. But with the sheriff arresting Cisco and his partner...
Yeah, then we'll spare us the trouble of killing Cisco. But that woman may return soon.
And if she does?
We will kill her. Now bring the crowbar and the spade back. I will pace off the distance from the adobe.
Looks to me as if that gold was buried plumb under the chicken house.
Gee.
Yeah, I can't always tell, though. Sometimes them maps ain't quite true as to the exact direction.
Quiet. I am counting.
Sure, Diego.
Under the chicken house it is, if the map is correct.
You want me to take the crowbar and topple that chicken house over?
I do.
All right. Good thing it's only a small one.
Come, my friend. Topple it over.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. There she goes. Over.
Well, now, Bat, you can start digging.
Well, let me get my breath. Ain't you going to help dig?
I say start digging. Be quick.
All right, don't get sore. Just remember, we share and share alike.
But of course, my friend. It will be as you wish.
Wait a minute. I didn't like the way you said that.
The lady returns.
Great snakes it is, her. Couldn't hear her coming up that arroyo.
Whoa, Amber. What the blinking blue blazes do you two horse thieves think you're doing?
We are digging for gold, Senora.
Knock over my hen house, huh? Why, you wobble-jointed buzzards? Now, how do you like that?
You wildcat.
I got her by the arm.
Fire. Put it tight, Bat.
Yeah.
Like a cat, she has claws to scratch.
You bat-eared baboons. When the sheriff hears of this,
he ain't gonna hear about it. Not from you.
True. There, I think you will make us no more trouble, Senora.
Fool, I sure never intended to get your kind around here.
Continue with the digging, Bat. Yeah. Make the hole deep and long. It'll be more convenient that way.
Must be getting near the Senora's house, Cisco.
Hey, we'll stop here. Hold on.
Where we leave our horses, Cisco?
At the foot of this arroyo, amigo. We'll walk up to the house.
Do you think we find the bandidos there?
I think it is possible, Pancho.
You hear that?
Right here.
Somebody's digging.
Huh?
Come on, be quiet. Now, wait a moment, Pancho.
Pancho, see your hombre dig, Cisco. Hey, look, it's a señora. Is she tied again?
And there's the other hombre. It is back to us. Those must be the two we have followed from Gila Ben.
You untie the señora this time, Cisco. The Pancho untie, she punched Pancho in the nose.
Shh, get up.
Oh, ain't no gold here. We picked the wrong spot.
No, you bet there ain't any gold there, you weasel.
And perhaps you know where it is, Senora.
There ain't a speck of it on this place.
Oh, if this map is some sort of a
it
hoax.
Must be what she means. Dig that hole a little deeper, Bat.
Yeah.
Why? What you skunks aiming to do? Bury me there?
Yes, Senora. And I see no reason to wait any longer.
Follow me, Pancho.
Cisco, quick. Bandidos draw the gun. Shoot the gun out of his hand.
You, Coyote, do not pick up that gun.
Cisco, you ask for trouble. You get trouble.
You start this fight, hombre? Now let us see if you can finish the fight.
Well, that's the stuff, mister.
Sock
it to the coyote.
I'll help you, Gonzalez.
You're not...
This fable
fixed you. Oh, no, Pancho, trip you up, hombre. And now Pancho, sit on you. And bounce up and down. Like this.
I will kill you, Cisco.
That I doubt, Pancho. Anyone who kill a woman deserves a good feeding. Like this, this, and there.
There goes that Gonzalez. He not so much of a much.
How about this partner of yours? Sure is a much of a much, hombre. He's just a tiger on wheels. Wow!
Pancho, tie these two bandidos. I will set the senora free.
I'll take their guns and then tie them.
There, senora, you are free. Here, I'll help you up.
Well, thanks, mister.
Now, to take a look at that map.
You reckon I made a mistake about you two. But you got to admit your partner and that there two-legged coyote do look alike.
They do indeed, senora. Almost as much alike as the handwriting on this map and the handwriting on this complaint you signed against Pancho and me.
Oh, that, well, you see...
Can it be you made up this map and sent it to Senor Pat Hastings yourself as a joke?
Si, si, what about that, senor?
Well,
I reckon I'll have to own up, mister. It's kind of lonesome being a widder, and some years ago when I was up in Gila Bend, I saw Pat Hastings and kind of took a fancy to him.
So you sent him the map, hoping he would come here to find the gold.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And then maybe we could get better acquainted. And who knows? He might pop the question. Oh, but it kind of backfired.
Don't you think it backfired all over the place?
Yeah, you meant no harm, Senora. But to make sure no more lives are lost because of these maps, I will tear it up. And now, Pancho, let us take these two prisoners to jail.
Yes, Cisco. But you be sure and point out to the sheriff which one of us is not Gonzalez. Cisco.
Yeah, Pancho.
Those bandidos in the jail now for a long, long time.
Sí, amigo. And the governor was coming to them.
And you think Senor Larap and Lil now can find the Osban?
Well, you never can tell, Pancho. It is possible.
You know, before we leave our house, Cisco, she made a little flirt with Pancho. She did.
Well, then, you better keep out of her way, Chico.
Senora always says she want to give Pancho the fast horse.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. Senora say the horse a fine jumper, too.
Well, did you ride the horse, Pancho?
I ride the horse just once.
Oh.
And then Pancho tell the senor, gracias, guys. No.
Oh, you did not accept the horse?
No, I did not accept the horse. Tell the senor the horse too polite for Pancho.
The horse was too polite for you?
Yeah, the politest horse Pancho ever ride.
Well, just what do you mean by the politest horse you ever rode, Chico?
Pancho tell you, Cisco. Pancho want to find out the horse a fine jumper.
See?
So Pancho ride the horse up to a fence very fast.
Very fast, see?
And that horse, he's so polite, he stops short so Pancho can go over the fence first.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, is he
so?
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
You'll never know how good breakfast can be till you try crisp golden slices of toasted butternut bread with your morning meal. You've never tasted a bread that makes finer toast, evenly toasted all the way through. And oh yes, remember, a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast, a nourishing breakfast, should always include several slices of butternut toast. Try toast and honey, toast and jam, or say, try French toast with an orange flavor. Or even if you serve butternut toast just plain with butter or margarine, you'll like it. Butternut's always a favorite. And it's good for you, too. Vitamin and mineral enriched to the highest government standards. So next time you buy bread, don't just say bread. Say...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Say good butternut bread, please. The only loaf you'll see in your grocery store. In the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. No other like it for freshness or flavor. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.